7.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to youcanruninternational.com. That's youcanruninternational.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
These environmentalists, mm-hmm. We need more oxygen. We need to get rid of the people. Yes. You just hold on yourself.
Save the rainforest.
Yes. We need to save the earth, Mother Earth, but we need to get rid of the people. Mm-hmm. Let's eradicate 3,700 babies a day.
Yep.
And let the American people fall for it.
Call it a right.
Right, right. Yeah. It's interesting, these people, they just come along with these new ideas, Al Gorps.
Mm-hmm.
You know Al Gore?
Gorpy.
Yeah. Al Corpse. He looks like a walking corpse. But they have these new ideas. Well, what did we do for 6,000 years before you got here, dude?
Oh, he was on the moon. He was on the moon then.
Was he?
And then Neil Armstrong picked him up.
Maybe that's why they're talking about Mars now, is because the moon didn't work.
That's right.
Now they're wanting to go over that.
They breed special people.
They do.
On Mars.
Okay, now do you want to talk about this really quick? Because CAIR, C-A-I-R, is over in foreign countries blaming America or our embassy. By the way, the embassy ambassador for the United States was a homosexual. That Muslim country that executes homosexuals actually raped him before they killed him. How did that work? That's some pretty messed up stuff, isn't it? But they raped him before they killed him. And I told you, I was suspect. I said, that boy's a homosexual. He was a homosexual. Why would they send a homosexual ambassador into a Muslim nation, knowing all the well that they will execute homosexuals and Christians, by the way, homosexuals? What do you think of that? Isn't that crazy?
Sounds like.
But they want freedom of expression here.
Yeah.
Honor killings, beat their women,
freedom of
kill
Islam
Christians.
Too,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we have CAIR now blaming America. Folks, CAIR, C-A-I-R, out of America, is blaming America for a lack of respect to Muslims in that country. Now, it's interesting. I don't know if it's just me, but September 11th, wasn't that about radical Muslims killing 3,000 Americans? And we have CAIR in the United States trying to justify, well, this is a part of the Trojan horse, friends. If you'd like to see this article expressed in all the details,
you can go right to the Sons of Liberty on Facebook. The Sons of Liberty on Facebook. You can find it on our homepage. There's a little Facebook icon up there, and you want to like the page, and you'll get stories every single day, folks.
Yeah.
But with answers.
You see, what they're doing is they're decrying. 10 years ago, we were attacked by supposed Muslim radicals, and now we're supposed to respect their religion.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, in essence, from what I'm hearing from these guys is tell them, oh, man, we'll show you respect for what you did to our towers.
Well, just like you played yesterday when Obama's giving his little appeal.
Well, we know that the Muslims are upset about this movie.
Yeah, yeah. He's apologizing to them that just killed four Marines and an American ambassador.
And we can understand why they did this.
And now CAIR, C-A-I-R, Council on American Islamic Relations, is blaming you, America, for the riots. They're blaming you for the ambassador and the four Marines getting killed over there in Muslim nations. Wow. How's that working out? But divide and conquer, divide and conquer, divide and conquer, divide and conquer. And who's doing it? The state-run media is. Ah. What do you think of that? All right. I got to get to some serious business, but we will take Randall from Florida. All right. Randall, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake.
Hey, it's a privilege. Thank you for taking me. I got 2 points that seems like this state-run media doesn't want to cover. The first one was, I don't see if y'all could kind of like delve deeper into this these two subjects. The first one is Obama's first executive order, which gives him basically executive privilege to safeguard his personal records from being disclosed to we the people.
He's actually spent millions of dollars in keeping them in secret, by the way, but go ahead.
Right. Well, it doesn't seem like, you know, the media doesn't cover. They want to know why they don't know enough about who this person is, but all we got to do is look at his first executive order and read it.
Yeah.
I mean, because that first executive order was all about transparency. He wanted to be transparent with the American people that he was a liar, a thief, and a crook, and he was un-American. That's pretty transparent to
me. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, the second point...
Oh, and by the way, Randall, just for your information, can you show me that in the Constitution?
Yeah,
the executive privilege?
President can...
I mean, I'm going to pull an executive privilege to go ahead and break the law whenever I feel like it.
Oh.
Unconstitutional, un-American, it's against the law, America.
And not a delegate
clearly.
Power. Not a delegate
That's right.
Power at all.
Thank you.
Exactly, but we the people, we as citizens of the United States... law-abiding citizens, I should mention,
mm-hmm.
We have a right to have Obama's Freedom of Information Act, you know, so we can know who this person is.
Correct.
That's
know?
Right, Randall.
Correct.
And if anybody tries to go against it in the state-run media, they got a lawsuit on them, you know, from the DOJ.
Yeah.
And the second point is, where it goes right into that, is...
Hang on a second, Randall. What I'm going to do is I got to take a break in 1 minute. I'm going to hold you over to the next one because you're saying a lot of stuff that the American people need to understand, so I need to explain it, okay?
All right.
When the state-run media lays us, or the DOJ lays a lawsuit against the law that they themselves are supposed to enforce and magnify, you have a crime syndicate. And we've already seen this with the DOJ clearly. Attorney General... being held in contempt by the Congress. Congress is us, America.
That's the power.
The only way that they're going to get away with what they're getting away with right now, and they're not, by the way, is when the American people roll over in the 312 million ratio and say, go ahead, you couple few criminals in government. You do what you want to do. It's when the American people say, we have had it. They stand up and they demand justice. That's when we're going to get it. Randall, we're going to pick you up right after this break. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
The more who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Florida. This is what I'm trying to, what Randall is sharing with the people right now is exactly what I've been trying to tell people for 12 years now on the radio. If they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, do they? Executive privilege, friends, is unconstitutional. Do you understand why over the last five decades they haven't taught you your Constitution? Because criminals and tyrants are scared to death of you having the information. Remember the Lord said in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Tyrants don't want you to have the knowledge of what your Constitution says, because that's what limits them and their powers given to them by we, the people. That's important. In church, this is why the Lord Jesus Christ said, beware of the leaven of Herod, the Herodians, government talk. When you listen to conservative radio talk, 95% of what they talk about is policy. It's not even law. When you incite the Constitution, that's why you never hear Constitution in their conversation. And if you do, it's very little, because if they were to talk about the Constitution and the laws of the land, there would be nothing to talk about. See, so conservatives, yep, these big names, these big wigs, man, they rely upon the stupidity of the American people to just talk. They want to debate away the pith and marrow of who we are through policy. Friends, policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. And in this particular situation, you can go ahead and throw Randall back up. If they get you asking the wrong questions, Randall, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. And that's my answer for executive order. It's unconstitution, it's un-American, it's unillegal. And when the American people figure that out, they're going to stop this man in the tracks, in his tracks. What? When the Congress doesn't move and a president says, I'm going to go above their heads regardless? No, wait a second. You work for us, we the people, and our voice is Congress, Mr. President. Fact that we are not to give ourselves over to tyranny and evil. We're to be overcome with good, not evil. And the purpose of government is to establish the good, not the evil. But what happens when they begin to establish the evil? It's time to throw off tyrants. and reestablish who we are. That's what the Declaration of Independence is all about. And folks, for those that are saying, you know what, that sounds a little rebellious. Rebellious towards who? Who's tyrants or God? Rebellious towards who? Tyrants or God? I'm not the one breaking the law. And Randall has rightly said, we're law-abiding citizens. Well, what happens when government is not being ruled by the law anymore? That is the definition of tyranny. And that's what we're dealing with. But Randall, go ahead with your second point.
Okay, the second point is, and thank you for elaborating on that a lot more eloquent than I can. The second point is on the Fast and Furious, there's a video out there, and it doesn't seem like any of the mainstream government-ran media, they definitely don't want to touch it, but even pretty much what I call like underground or kind of like underground media that is not afraid of speaking the truth,
right.
They don't really go into detail about the Fast and Furious and this video that's online that everybody can just go online and, you know, I don't advocate, you know, sending traffic to people's personal sites, but that's not what this is about. This is about saving our country.
Right.
You know, basically, you can look it up, Project Gunrunner, a.k.a. Fast and Furious. Now, this was a DOJ, Deputy DOJ, Deputy Attorney General Ogden's own briefing in March of 2009, which is on the Internet, okay, openly declaring they're going to embolden further Project Gunrunner and actually allocate funds, and they're directed by the president to do such.
That's right. That's why there was a media blackout, by the way, because the state-run media, for those that didn't know, just recently, it was probably about a month, month and a half ago, New York Times came out and declared the truth, and they said that everything that comes out of the Obama administration to the state-run media is first vetted by Obama and his administration. Folks, that's exactly what Benito Mussolini used to do. This is the setting up of a dictatorship, and what he does is he has the corporate state-run media emboldening him to do what he's doing, empowering him to do what he's doing. But the good thing is the American people are awake to it. 21% poll approvings of the ratings of the media and the state-run media. In other words, people aren't listening to the garbage. And the thing is when we begin to understand what's really going on here, folks, there really is a battle going on for your country right now. And when the Department of Justice commits crimes intended to be brought against the American people, well, I don't need to say anything more than that, do I, Jake?
No, the end of it is you've got the criminals in the office with the badges. You take the badges off of them, put it on those that can honor that office and that can also be trusted in that office, and you throw the criminals in where? I mean, where do you and I go when we break them? We go to jail.
That's right.
They can't either.
And Randall, the good news here is the American people right now are demanding answers. They're not sitting down and saying, that was good enough for us.
Yeah.
You have the fox in the chicken coop to the congressional investigation say, oh, you know, the ethics committee, man, they said he didn't do anything wrong. I know, they're protecting each other. And everybody in this country knows it. And they know what their intent was. And if the American people love their country and the price that's been paid to establish what we have today through the natural and the spiritual, our veterans and Jesus Christ, they're not going to tolerate crime at all. And if we truly love our freedom, we're not going to tolerate any crime to attempt to eradicate any of that freedom that's been given unto us. And there's no getting around it. So I think it's a great point. But listen, don't lose heart, brother. The fact of the matter is let's see what comes of this, because ISA is more jacked, the one that's doing the congressional investigation right now, than he has been before. And he said, this doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. Jake, you personally thought he was going to end up going to jail sooner or later.
Yeah, I do believe. I still believe that he will. I don't. Again, with this report, I mean, this was the fox in the chicken coop again. And I'm not saying I'm putting my dependency upon a judge, but I am putting my dependency upon justice. And if justice is served, this man will either give the documents, A, which he's already had the time to. I still think they could throw him in jail anyhow.
Yes.
But if he doesn't, then he goes to jail. How in the world could any other outcome come out of this?
Yeah, yeah.
There is no other outcome unless you're in a completely backward society where up is down and down is up and justice is
injustice.
And that's
what they're trying to get the American people to believe, that snow is black. But,
yep.
Randall, I'll give you the last word.
Well, I really appreciate it. You know, I think it, as a pastor myself, I have to be very diligent in speaking the truth. And that's one thing that I kind of pride myself in, not to, you know, beat my own drum or whatever. But it seems like every open declaration from the liberal Democrat media, I have to go in and look and actually research the truth for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's disheartening how many American citizens have been deceived into allowing this to happen. And we are actually at war since this administration took over. They openly declared war on us office on a Latino radio program. And a lot of American citizens don't even know that either.
Yeah. You're talking about the La Raza?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it. Hey, for the sake of time, Randall, I got to get down to some serious business, and I praise God. Now, folks out in Florida, listen, you got a pastor calling in. He's standing up for the flock. We need that. Pastors need to stand up. As a matter of fact, tomorrow, pastors all over the country are going to start talking about who you need to vote for tomorrow. So you go ahead and check that out. Check out wallbuilders.com. But when we have pastors standing up for your flock, folks, those are the real pastors. And let me tell Randall something here, too, real quick. I want to encourage you, man. Look at your history. Those that preceded, well, you got the Mayflower Compact. They were Puritans. They came over here. Who preceded our forefathers? The Puritans did. We had something called the Black Regiment. It was the church. It was the preachers of the day that are the unsung heroes in our country, friends. They were the ones that stood up and they pointed the finger back at the tyrant and they said, these are the crimes that are being committed against you. And if it wasn't for those guys and God showing himself strong on their behalf,
that's right,
you would not have the country that you have today.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell all the atheists a little something here. Benjamin Franklin rightly said there was no such thing as an atheist during the foundation of this country. And why wouldn't there be? Because they seen the price that it cost to establish what we have today. And if America and this country loved what their veterans did for them so much, then go to Arlington Cemetery and pick up a constitution and read it. And when you begin to read it, you're not going to tolerate even the smallest violation of law in any sense of the word. Liberty is given to do what you ought to do, not what you want to do. And Charles D. Marinsky was right when he said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. End of story. Government does not have the right to break the law through executive order. Not null, void. America, stand up. No more.
Nor does
it's
them.
All going to stop when you obey God, America. That's what it comes down to.
You know,
and that's why God's under attack. What a joke.
Andrew,
what a joke. He who spits against heaven, friends, will surely fall on his own back.
Andrew Jackson said there are no necessary evils in government. Well, it's just, you know, you take the good with the bad. No, that's not true. If evils exist, they only exist in government's abuses.
When I come back, I want to talk about the man that was in hell. And I want to talk about real love, and I want to talk about the prophet if I got time. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You're not doing bad.
Hey.
How am I doing?
Hey, you're doing excellent.
Thanks.
As usual.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple.
How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Talking to our friend out in Florida that just called in, just high-fiving my bro that's willing to stand up and fight the good fight of faith. I just want to encourage you and let you know that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. The righteous are made bold as lions, and you will win the day in Jesus Christ. Don't you bow. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They didn't bow, so therefore they didn't burn, and the fourth man shows up. And Paul understood that. I understand that. And you know what, brother from Florida? You're going to understand that. So you just stay the course, and you keep doing what you're doing. And to the rest of the professors that sits back and watches guys like...
Way to go, way to go.
Yep, and you're a bunch of cheerleaders. It's, as we used to say, it's got to suck to be a spectator. Get in the fight because it's not surreal. It's very real.
Sure.
And by the looks of some of the professed Christians in America, you only encourage the enemy.
Yeah.
I just wanted to tell you how good of a job you are at reassuring and encouraging the enemy by your effeminity.
I like the ones with the square glasses because they really got to put terror.
Now, the glasses are fine. I know there's kind of like a reoccurring theme with some of these youth pastors. They all look the same. It's like, did you guys like all... Get that? Did God like tell you guys all to get the same glasses or something?
So fat.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Luke 16 really quick. Rich man in hell. I'm just going to get to the pith and the marrow of it. There was a poor man and there was a rich man. And when he was in hell, he says, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. It was too late. The rich man didn't pay attention. And I'm going to tell you why in just a second here. But Abraham said, Son, remember thou in thy lifetime receiveth good things, and likewise Lazarus, the poor guy, evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot. Neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. The man is in hell, pleading and saying, will you go warn my five brothers, so they don't end up in hell like I am. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto them, if they will not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. A great question to bring up. How do people say they're Christians when they don't even know the law of God? Mm-hmm. How many people profess to be Christians and they can't even recite three of the Ten Commandments? He that saith, I know him and keepeth his commandments, he it is that loveth me. What are his commandments? Jesus said, I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. The law is written in his heart, Isaiah 42, Hebrews 10. Right? Jesus didn't come to abrogate the law. He listened to it. He fulfilled it in every sense of the word. So what do we have here? We have a man that's in hell, and he was told, listen, if they will not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. Folks, I want to remind you of something really quick here. In Matthew 16, 13, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I am? He said, who do men say that I am to his disciples? This is Jesus. And they said, some say you are John the Baptist, risen from the dead. See, church, you're called to be witnesses of the resurrection, not of the carnal fallen state. Some said, you are John the Baptist. Some Elijah, the one that called down fire? Woo! Whoa! And others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets of old. Man, my scripture tells me that Jesus spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes. Man, what do I see? We just talked about this yesterday. What do I see in the professed church? What do I see through the conservative movement and the patriot movement? I see an effeminate spirit within the men, and I see the women standing up doing the job that the men should be doing. Now, I got all these women driving around right now, all the country right now, saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Bradley, that's a little harsh. No, that's my Christ. Don't forget, friends, that he is God incarnate in the flesh. Don't forget, friends, that he's the man of war. Don't forget, friends, that he's the lion of the tribe of Judah. Don't forget, friends, that he is the captain of our salvation. Don't forget, friends, that the government is upon the shoulders of Jesus the Christ. And don't forget, friends, your American history, when our forefathers had flags flying during the revolution saying, no king but King Jesus, because he is a king. Not was, is, past and present, and always will be in Jesus' name. And every man and woman and child on this planet, past and present, will bow the knee and confess that my daddy is your daddy. Yeah. Yeah, no, no, no. I want you to hear me, opposers. He is your daddy. I don't care if you like it or not. He is your daddy. And if you've seen what his son did, you would happily accept him for your daddy because of the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ. And by the way, that is the pearl the church has. Christ crucified. Right there on the spot. Let me talk about love real quick. Bradley, where's the love? Where was the love? Well, let me tell you where the love is. Look at the cross of Jesus Christ.
That's right. It's demonstrated.
It totally. Leviticus 19:17, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart, thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor, and not allow sin upon your brother. Sin, transgression of the law. Not missing the mark. Where did you come up with that, friends? Did your pastor tell you that? Because you didn't read your Bible? Sin is the transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4. It's the breaking of God's Ten Commandments, his moral law. Not ceremonial law, friends. Don't get them confused. There's ceremonial and moral law. Christ fulfilled both. But nowhere did Christ abrogate the moral law of God. Nowhere, anyhow. 2 Chronicles 19:10. And whatsoever cause shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in your cities, between blood and blood, between law and commandments, statutes and judgments, you shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord. Whoo! So much for these hellfire preachers, huh?
I'll tell you what, boy, you're going to go to down south. You're going to go to hell. 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 Really? I don't see Jesus doing that.
Nope.
Although, from Genesis all the way to Revelations, nobody warned of hell more than Christ did. Yes, that's true. But Christ didn't teach people that they are to fear hell. They're to fear God. And I'm not talking about a diabolical fear. I'm talking about a filial fear, a loving fear from a child to a father. We're called to fear God, not hell, friends. Hell is the consequence of sin unrepented. Don't ever forget that. And don't get caught up into that little mess right there. But Scripture says, you shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord. Not against hell, but against the Lord. Friends, my father, he's a judge. You need to understand this. And the judge of all the earth will do that which is right. He always does. 24-7. 24-7. Every second of every minute, he is judging rightly. He's a judge. All things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. I love that about God. Most people hate that about God. I love that about God. Because I want to be found in his son, Jesus Christ, where life is. I don't want to be outside of that. I'm like my little boys when they get out of the shower, man. They're walking around doing their thing. They're not thinking anything. They just got out of the tub. They need to get dressed. They're running around laughing. They don't know they're naked until some evil individual has to tell them they're naked. There's nothing unnormal about a little boy walking around after he gets out of the tub. And he has fun with his brothers really quick, or his mom, or his dad. They haven't been contaminated by sin yet, friends, though they've been born in it. A sparrow will not fall to the ground without your father seeing it. Whoa, I love that. Man, that means he's always got me in his sights then, doesn't it? In righteousness. He knows the very numbers of the hairs of our head. Some more than others, Bradley. Jake. Jake's going bald.
See it at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Yes. He'll show you his right to bear arms, too.
That's right.
With his t-shirt that has no sleeves on it.
I do support the right to bear arms.
1 Corinthians 13:6. Everybody gets caught up on this false sense of love. Man's fallen nature. Yes, that's what grace is for. But once we see Christ crucified, evidently set forth and crucified, and we understand what he did, we never do anything. That is the great sin killer. We do nothing to offend Christ in grace. We're not to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. No, the grace of God is unmerited favor. Yes, indeed it is. But it's also the power to restrain from sin. Remember when we're born of God, the wicked one toucheth us not? Yeah. Be ye holy as I am holy? Yeah, you can do that by the Holy Ghost. That's what the Holy Ghost is given for. To empower you to be a witness for Jesus Christ. But Scripture tells me, Jake, that love tells your brother if there's sin upon him, we're responsible for our brother and we're to warn him to flee from the wrath to come. Because the love of Christ constrains us.
Yep.
And when go ahead.
I was going to say, it's like two blind men walking down a path, and there's a log in the middle of the path, and one person out of the two that are blind, say there's three people, one person sees. Whose responsibility is it to warn of that log? Is it one of the blind guys telling the other blind guy?
Yep.
It's impossible. He can't see it. It's the one who can see. And he has a moral obligation and a duty to his fellow man to warn him.
The end of the law, Christ fulfilled the law. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to them that believe. Now listen to this. God gave his law because he loves. God's law,
that's right,
folks, only takes life from them that commit crimes against his law. But it preserves life to those that walk in
always
his commandments.
Preserves life
by Christ. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. That's the New Testament. So I want to get rid of this false, mushy, false love that America talks about today. You know, back in the day, people used to tell each other the truth, I guess, before I was here. Now they'll pull a lawsuit out against you if they're offended by it. Let me put the word offend into proper perspective for you. Offend means anything contrary to God's law, not your feelings. When I come back, I'm going to talk about New Testament love really quick and the state of resurrection by his grace. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Okay, now what I'm going to do is just hang on with me, callers, because I am going to get you up. I promise to give you the last 10 seconds. I'm totally playing. Now, just hang on a second.
That's awesome.
Talking about love, and a real love, and a Christian love. Christian love is found in the resurrected state. Now, when Christ comes to us and the law drives us to the foot of the cross, that's still love. But you got to keep in mind, Jesus exemplified love constantly. When he was rebuking the Pharisees, that was love. When he told them, you're going to hell, woe unto you, means God damn you, literally. And when he was healing the woman or showing grace to a woman that was caught in adultery, that was love too. But keep in mind what he said to her. Go and sin no more. That's real grace. Once you've been given an understanding of the truth, you are now by God responsible for the truth that you've been given. You're not going to get away from it. But there's a balance in love. There's two sides of the sword of love. Sometimes it's hard. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Sometimes it's completely the opposite. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. It's that easy. Because it's love on both sides. If I'm giving, if I'm preaching the law, John Wesley used to preach 90% law, 10% grace. Man, the guy used to go, you know what he'd do is he would paint a picture while he was preaching, friends. He'd have 1,500 people following him around because he was an open-air preacher. He'd be talking about the monsters of iniquity, and then what he would do is all these people thought they were buddy-buddy with John. He would turn on him and say, the monsters of iniquity that I'm talking about is you.
Yeah.
And the power of God would fall. That's the Torah. Torah, one of the meanings of Torah means to point the finger. We are called to point the finger. And that's what preachers do. And that's what love does. Love doesn't withhold the truth. The Bible says in Romans 13, we owe no man anything, nothing. That means we owe men the truth. The truth that we have within our hearts given unto us by Christ. We don't withhold the truth. If I see a man going over the end of the cliff, I can ask this in high schools. Is it love to watch people go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction? A. Or B, to get in their face and warn them before destruction? They all say B. That's right. Love warns. Love warns. Don't forget that. 1 Corinthians 13:6. Love rejoiceth not in iniquity, lawlessness, but it rejoices in truth. Romans 12:9. Let love be without dissimulation, a false covering. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. God is good. 1 Peter 1:22, seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, that's a counterfeit love. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. I mean, I don't let my kids go run out in the middle of the street. No. My love says, no, you get over here and stay by dad. You stay under daddy's covering so you don't get hurt. That's what love does.
And you think about it. What's the first thing? There's a little kid running out of the street. There's his parent there. The first thing you think of is, that parent doesn't love their kid.
That's right. That's right.
How do you know? Because it's demonstrated they're not putting boundaries for their kid.
What did Jesus say in Revelations? As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. So what does love exhibit? What does it exemplify? What does it say? It always holds us in what God has taught us, in
that's
holiness.
Right. That's such a great
those point. Are the ones that went through to the promised land. What do you think the wilderness was for, friends? God wanted to know what was in your heart. The wilderness was an experience to see what was in your heart, not for you to try God. God only wanted to prove himself to those that obeyed him, and you obey because you love. Don't ever separate those two. What we hear today in the professed church is if you obey God's law, then it's legalism. Legalism in Webster's 1828, you can't find it, friends. What they're doing is they're implying that because you obey God, it's legalistic. What they're doing, folks, that's like my kids because they obey dad. My dad's legalistic. No. I love my dad, therefore I obey my dad. I see how much my dad loves me. There's a story of two little boys. One was a bad boy and one was a good boy. The little bad boy said to the good boy, let's go break windows. The good boy said to the bad boy, no, I don't want to do that. The bad boy said to the good boy, he said, but you know what? Your dad's so kind and merciful and loving. The good boy said to the bad boy, he goes, that's why I don't want to break the windows. That's an understanding of loving your father.
That's right.
You don't do the wrong thing because you see how much your daddy really loves you. And I get that. Oh, no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth one another hath fulfilled the law. You don't want me to commit adultery as your wife? Then you know what? God says practice what you preach.
Perfect law.
Govern yourself.
That's right.
And don't commit adultery.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want me to kill you? Then, okay, that's fine. Thou shalt not kill, then don't kill them. Thou shalt not steal. You don't want someone stealing from me? Then don't steal from them. That's love, friends. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not lie. Don't lie to others. They won't lie to you. That's love. That's the fulfilling of love. Thou shalt not covet. 10th commandment, if there be any other commandment, it's briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. And by the way, professed church, that's Romans. That's the New Testament, not the Old Testament.
God has got to love.
How's that work out for the ignorant? Yeah? We got Chase in North Dakota, Elijah and Ahab. Are you calling me Elijah and Jake Ahab?
Okay. Just a little bit. Well, I don't know. It's by Jake.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, that's right. You better watch it there, buddy.
We got a wagon jumper here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But wait a minute.
He is in North Dakota.
That's true. You on a wagon right now, Chase?
Yeah.
Not a wagon, but it might as well be the way this thing rides.
Okay.
But anyway, no, I was actually just reading about Elijah and Ahab a little while ago. And Ahab calls Elijah the troubler of Israel. He says, art thou that he that troubleth Israel? And Elijah answers, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house.
That's right.
And that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam, I mean, the god Baal.
Did you hear
sacrificing?
That? Yeah, did you hear that, Randall in Florida? Did you hear that? Who was the troubler? Those that left off their father's commandments. Those that left off God's commandments. Elijah wasn't the troubler. He was a troubler to wickedness and unrighteousness and crime and to tyranny and to despotism, but he was in obedience to God, wasn't he, friends? Yes, he was. Amen.
And what, what's that quote, too? I mean, obedience to God is resistance to tyrants? Or
resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Thomas Jefferson said that. John Wycliffe said that. Benjamin Franklin said that. All of our forefathers did that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And that just goes back to the preachers that they were listening to, because somebody had to teach them that, too. Like you're talking about the Black Regiment and all those guys, the Puritans of the day.
Yep.
Like they need that firm foundation and a moral foundation in Christ, ultimately the love of God. And they do it out of love. It's not something they have to do. It's not a works of the flesh.
Amen.
Or a works of the law. It's an opportunity for them to serve their country and their people. I mean, the people that they do love, their families.
Yep.
And ultimately Christ by sacrificing themselves, by being a living sacrifice like Christ was.
Amen.
That's all that love really is.
Amen, Chase. I got 3 minutes left, brother, from another mother. Thank you for the call. The wicked that are the troublers of a land ought to be punished. This is from Matthew Henry's commentation. The wicked that are the troublers of a land ought to be punished for the preventing and turning away of those national judgments which otherwise will be inflicted and in which even the righteous are many times involved. Proverbs 21:18, the wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous and the transgressor for the upright. We got Dave calling from North Dakota. Well, are you guys like attached at the hip there? Or?
I guess you might be able to say that.
ER. Is this Dave?
Yes, sir.
Dave, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake.
Yeah. I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Dude, let me put this into perspective with you, Davey.
Davey.
Here, listen. You're talking to the Sons of Liberty right now.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, I am so privileged that you just called in.
Oh,
I'm so thankful that you just called in, Dave.
Yeah.
So now let's go for it again. Let's show a little enthusiasm, maybe a new cup of some strength.
Some North Dakota Java?
Additives added to your coffee or Java, perhaps,
Or maybe some longevity in
Java?
Okay,
let's give it to him. All right, Dave.
All right, Dave. All right,
go ahead, Dave.
Sorry.
Yes, sir. All right. So basically what I was going to say was, what we see a lot of what's going on today in the modern church is the same thing that put Christ on the cross to begin with.
Well, let me say this, Dave, really quick. If Christ was here preaching the way that pastors preach today, he would have never been crucified.
No way.
That's what I was going to say. That's my point. And why did they stone the prophets? Because they told them the truth.
Yep.
They didn't want to hear the truth.
Conviction.
Yes.
And they spoke it to power.
And what does the Holy Ghost do? He comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16. And keep in mind what Brother Charles Spurgeon, my pastor, said. Though he be dead, yet he is alive in Christ. He said this. He said, the Holy Ghost never comforts a man in sin. He only convicts him. I know I left you in awe there, Dave, but you are on the radio right now. Go for it.
Yeah. So, that's...
All right. He needs a new cup of coffee. Thank you, Dave, for your phone call. We appreciate you.
What a good sport.
Yeah, what a good sport.
Yeah, it takes a lot for that call, Dave.
We appreciate that, Dave. Maybe we can go to, I don't know, he's in North Dakota. Can't talk about pizzas. Why are we talking like we on the East Coast, Dave?
I don't know. North Dakota has nothing to do with the East Coast. You know what I mean?
I was going to talk about the prophets. Now, friends, let's do this. Jake, go ahead and make a peel. We got a couple minutes.
I thought of being called a troubler by King Ahab is like being called ugly by a toad.
That's exactly right.
I just thought of that.
You totally ripped me off.
That was so good.
And I'm so tired of you ripping me off like that.
So good.
Folks, that was mine. That wasn't his.
Hey.
Well, that was the quickest 3 minutes ever, producer.
That was.
You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, be back on Monday. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. Check us out online, Sons of Liberty Radio.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.